A weak disturbance came through our area overnight into this morning, bringing a round of light snow to the region. In most areas, the snow was done before noontime. However, snow showers lingered into the afternoon hours across portions of the North Country. And moving into tonight, that disturbance is continuing to move away. We'll have high pressure build in for at least a short amount of time. So in most areas, it'll be a dry night. The exception will be across some of the higher elevations of the North Country, where a few snow showers or even some patches of freezing drizzle will be possible through the night. Temperatures tonight fall to right around 30 degrees across much of our area, and we'll see a blend of clouds and stars, and it'll be a little bit cloudier in areas north and west of the capital region. And moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will be with us, so we'll have a blend of clouds and sun, though on average it'll be cloudier than sunnier as we go through the day tomorrow. So plenty of clouds, some sunny breaks. Clouds will tend to fill back in as we go through the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be basically in the 30s to right around 40 degrees, so all in all a fairly pleasant day for early December. And then tomorrow night, our next storm will approach from the southwest. So high pressure will depart. Our next low pressure area moves in. And what we have is a storm that will go by to our south, likely to bring us a round of light snow tomorrow night into early on Wednesday. So once again, there is potential for some slippery travel conditions across our area coming up tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. Now, by Wednesday, that storm will be pushing away from the area, though there's still the chance for some lingering snow and rain showers, especially during the first part of the day. And then on Thursday, we'll have a cold front come through. With that cold front, there's the chance for some snow showers and squalls, and that front will be followed by a rush of cold to wrap up the work week. And as that cold air rushes in, we are likely to see lake effect snow develop Thursday night, continue into Friday, perhaps even beyond that. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of mountain snow showers, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of mountain snow showers, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 26 to 34. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, with highs in the upper 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers, mainly during the morning. Highs climb to around 40, and then on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers and squalls, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.